Gaxley Rudderbust here, chief editor of the Waterdeep Wazoo. Today we're visiting the hottest, newest thing in Waterdavian hospitality, spirits. We'll get the chance to meet the new owners, see what's making spirits the talk of the town, and we'll learn the secret behind its unusual name. Stroll down Troll Skull Alley and you'll be treated to a charming slice of Waterdavian life. Shopkeepers hawking their wares, blacksmiths are hammering at powerful blades, apple-cheeked children at play. Hello, children. Central to this quaint, quiet North Ward Street, you'll find the distinctive tower of what was once the Troll Skull Alley Inn. The sign overhead proclaims spirits. Hello.
Greetings.
Welcome, Gaxley.
We step inside Spirit's sunny Great Hall. At one end of the room is a long bar, and at the other, a round stage ringed with tall windows. I'm greeted by two of the inn's new owners. Kafra, a tiefling with brick red, black splotched skin, wearing loose scholarly robes over his stout frame and generous amounts of jewelry. He couldn't be more different from Corbin, a tall, muscular, and fair-skinned Isamar, wearing a full suit of chainmail decorated with the holy symbol of Kelimvor. The three of us sat down to talk over an aromatic cup of house tea. Tell me about yourselves.
Well, my name is Corbin Silvertarn. I'm a paladin of Kelimvor and a recent arrival to Waterdeep. I've been all across the realm in service of my god.
Greetings. I am known as Kafra Tanab, Magister Extraordinaire and member of Force Grey. I oversee operations here at Spirits, quite literally, from the heights of the tower.
Kafra and I actually grew up together. I lived on a large farm on the outskirts of Golden Fields. My family still lives there and works the land to this day. His family owned the Barge Right Inn. Kafra and I had quite a few adventures growing up. Kafra, do you remember that time when
we found... There's no need to bore Gaxley with history long since past. We grew up near each other, had quite a few, misadventures in our youth, but it's time to focus on, well, let's just say, on the misadventures of today rather than those of yesterday.
Yes. Leryl Silverhand visited Spirits during its grand opening. You must be very proud to have hosted the Open Lord of Waterdeep at your inn. Very glamorous. Can you tell us more about what that was like?
Yes, working throughout the city with the Scarecrow Smashing Lads. Ugh. And as a member of Force Grey, we have attracted the attention of powerful people. Vajra, I'm sorry. Your readers would likely know her better as the Blackstaff of Waterdeep. And Open Lord Silverhand were among the first guests to visit us on opening day. Those who wish to partake as they did can try the Rockshade Ale if they're feeling magically inclined, or can try the Fig Old Fashioned that became Leryl Silverhand's new favorite drink. That's a speciality of Miss Mixie, whose bewitching fairy powers over libations will amaze you and your audience.
And Corbin, your name has been mentioned alongside Lord Rhaenyra Neverembers. How do you know him?
Volo Gadarm had asked us to find a missing friend, Floon, who had been kidnapped because of his resemblance to Rhaenyra.
Come now, Corbin, don't make me get Zasper. You can tell more of a story than that.
Well, I suppose it was a little more complicated than that. It involved a case of mistaken identity. Rhaenyra and Floom were kidnapped by the Zhentarim during their fight with the Xanathar Guild. The two thieves' guilds have been spilling blood all over the city for some reason. Perhaps they thought Rhaenyra knew where his father stashed the millions of dragons he embezzled from the Waterdeep treasury, which is sad, because Rhaenyra is a true gentleman and wouldn't have anything to do with his father.
Well, it certainly sounds like you're well connected to Waterdavian society.
Naturally, my good friend Gaxley. While some of our group are newer to the City of Splendors, I've lived here for quite a while, working as a scrivener and as a member of the Loyal Order of Magists and Protectors. When opportunity came for me to focus less on others' writings and more of my own story, I leapt at the chance. I'm glad I have such skillful and brave individuals, such as my partner here, Corbin, to work with as we come to the defense of Waterdeep.
We step over to the bar, where patrons are already lined up for a cold glass of Spirit's wide variety of beers, including Rockshade Ale, recently featured at the Yawning Portal. Today we talk to the brewer of Rockshade Ale and co-owner of Spirit's, Manny Lowfield, a wiry human with short curly red hair, a pugilist crooked nose, and a missing tooth. He's busy cleaning mugs as we talk. Tell us about yourself and how Rockshade Ale came to be so popular.
Well, I'm Manny Lowfield, I guess. The brewer here at Spirit's. What else is there to say? I love a good drink and a friendly brawl. As for the Rockshade, I spent the last several years rebuilding my life after the Dragon Vorgan Shirex took over the city of Flawn. During those years, I went through a pretty low place in my life. I did discover that I had a knack for brewing, though. Rockshade was one of my first successful brews. It was a refreshing summer brew, but at the time I didn't have a good name for it. Oddly enough, it was Malagar that named it. You see, I was bringing the first batch east across the Black Road, and Malagar Zasper, Kofra Corbin, and I had been hired as guards for a caravan. Long story short, we all shared those first barrels under the shade of the rocks in that blasted desert, and the name just kind of stuck.
Oh, the Black Road. That's a long way from here. How long have you known the rest of the Trollsbane Hoteliers Consortium?
Well, the Black Road was the first time that I'd met everyone, but I think Zasper and Malagar go way back, and Wakafra and Corbin know each other as well. When I finally decided to bring my brew to market here in Waterdeep, I just had to look up Kofra, Malagar, and Zasper for a reunion. And wouldn't you know it, Corbin had just happened to be in town as well. That first night that we were in town, well, let's just say that the Yawning Portal held true to its reputation.
Ah, our readers are always excited to hear stories about the Yawning Portal. Tell me, is Spirits looking to achieve such landmark status as well?
No, not really.
Okay. Well, when Spirits isn't serving up ice-cold Rockshade Ale, it is giving generously to the Casalanta's charity set up to help those displaced by that terrible gang war in the Field Ward.
Aye, that's right. The Zendarim and the Banathar's Guild have been slaughtering each other in the streets. Word is that they're both after some sort of prize. But is it really worth all the innocent lives? I just wish we could do something more than support a charity. Oh, maybe we can bring the fight to them or something.
Yes, if only. Thanks for talking with us, Manny.
I thought, all right then.
So it's too early in the day for performances, but the stage is always a spot that's front and center at Spirits. I met yet another co-owner, Zasper, a well-known musical talent in his own right. He's a fair-skinned half-elf with a trademark broad-brimmed red hat and a lute slung across his back. Thanks for joining us today, Zasper. For Watadevians, the popular arranger of Is That Camel's Milk in Your Cup? Doesn't need an introduction.
Being an established citizen of Waterdeep is quite the upgrade over playing the small village circuit. Now I enjoy wielding musical magic to make our group's journey lively and smooth ever since that fateful day in the desert.
Ah, yes. Manny did mention you and Malagar are old friends. Tell me, how did you two meet?
Malagar has been around forever. After my mentor passed away, I was at loose ends and drifted towards the, shall we say, shadier side of the party circuit. Meeting the young me, I think Malagar could tell I was more of a fireside bard and help me get those types of gigs. Sometimes I think about the stanzas of Is That Camel's Milk I would have composed if I had stayed on that path and chuckle.
Mm-hmm. So who's running the inn when you're not around?
Our group actually turned out to be pretty good at hiring staff. The estimable dwarf Theodore runs our front end as maitre d' and makes sure both the customers and our staff have their needs met. To add some pizzazz, we have Miss Mixie, whose rotating battery of liquid creations makes a great start and end for any spirits experience. The linchpin, of course, is Colonel Thrall, a woman we are grateful chose our inn as her base of exploration for the culinary scene.
Well, thank you, and we're excited to see you perform soon.
Thank you, Gaxley.
Surrounded by bright copper pots, mixing bowls, and a grand stove, we talk to Malagar, who's dressed in white leather, slight even for a drow. We're both keeping an eye out for the famously no-nonsense head chef of the inn, who wouldn't approve of us being in her kitchen. That would be Colonel Thrall. She's the liberator of Caer Caladhir and chef extraordinaire. Tell us, Malagar, how did you convince one of this generation's finest tactical and culinary minds to come work at Spirits?
Well, this is embarrassing. You see, I was a member of a mercenary company holding Caer Caladhir when the colonel led her storied amphibious assault to free the city. For several months, we were her prisoners. And during this incarceration, she fed us that superlative dish that she called chicken parts, comma, fried, comma, repurposed. It was a terrible day when we were finally set free. I've been craving them ever since. So when I heard that she retired from military service, I leapt at the chance to hire her as our chef.
Oh, well, I hear you've got a new name for them.
Yes, we're calling them Spirit Fingers.
Okay. That's a slight improvement. So how does a dark elf wind up in the hospitality business?
Well, you see, I left Men's Brands End to enjoy freedom in the non-drow world. There were such rich pickings for me as a thief and philanderer. A bit too much, however, as all the illegitimate children I left behind eventually caught up to me. That's how I signed a consent decree limiting my more illicit activities. And to support them, I retrained as a ranger at night school and work in the arts and now help at Spirits.
Well, that was certainly eye-opening information for our readers. 'Twas a pleasure speaking with you, Malagar.
Ah, thank you. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Gaxley.
We're back outside Spirits with Kafra and Corbin. One last question, gentlemen. This name, most inns are called things like the Drunken Griffin, the Levitating Mermaid, the Long Rest. How do you get Spirits? And is that an apostrophe before the S?
Among all of the adventures we've had, clashing with the Xanathar guilds, making deals with dragons, and facing off against the undead, coming up with the name for the tavern was the hardest part. What we eventually settled upon was something unique, I dare say, for the City of Splendors. As Corbin said, I spent quite a bit of time in my youth at the Barge Right Inn, just outside of Goldenfields. That time taught me something quite special about understanding tavern patrons. You see, it's brevity, dear Gaxley. That's the soul of wit. And it's important for someone to remember the name of your tavern when they want a drink at the end of a hard day. Keeping that name simple and memorable, that's the key. When someone hears that our tavern has but a single name, they'll know that they have to see it for themselves, to experience that one word that encapsulates the whole of it. And as of today, we're ready for them to let the spirits move them here for a true ethereal experience, as it were.
Very clever. So the rumors are true. The inn is haunted by a ghost. Corbin, you're a paladin of Kelimvor, not exactly a friend to the undead. Tell me what it's like to live with a ghost.
Well, I can say that it's been quite an experience, but in a residential area like Trollskull Alley, it's much better if the spirit moves along naturally as opposed to it being destroyed. If you destroy it, it'll just eventually return to haunt this same spot, be it a month, a year, or even a decade from now. If you can coax the spirit instead to move on, it's much, much better for all involved. Given everything we know about the owner, who is called Lif, by the way, we believe that we can get the inn to be a success. It's very possible that Lif will move on naturally.
Ah, interesting. So even the name of the inn is about helping Watchadav inns. Gentlemen, thank you and everyone else at Spirits for your time. We're excited about visiting you at High Harvest Tide, which is just coming up in a few short 10 days.
Thank you. We hope to see you come High Harvest Tide as well.
Yes, thank you very much, Gaxley. And remember, reservations are required for our High Harvest Tide feast, and they're closing up fast.
Join us every Monday on Feats and Fables, a 5th edition actual play podcast for more of the adventures of Malagar, Zasper, Manny, Corbin, and Khafra as they navigate a gang war, fight evil, and search for treasure in the City of Splendors, all while trying to keep spirits in the black. You can find us on iTunes, Podbean, and wherever you get your podcasts. Join the discussion on Twitter @FeatsAndFables. Follow us to adventure!